Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back. It's Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. Unfortunately, she's out sick, but we hope she gets better. I'm in here with Christina Leavenworth today. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm doing good. I was surprised by the rain. I guess I just thought we got so much of it like last week. It wasn't going to be a thing. But yeah, it's a rainy day.
Yeah,
but
you broke out the rain gear to come into the studio.
Well, I got my hair blown out. And if there's any ladies out there, you know, if you have your hair done, you got to protect it. So I have a poncho on because, you know, if you pay good money to get your hair done, you got to make sure it stays nice.
All right. Nothing's going to stop you from getting to that house and doing a listing or a showing.
No, not at all. I mean, what we've got when it was snowing out, we were like trying to like sled there, doing whatever we needed to do.
Absolutely. So as 2025 ends and 2026 begins, what should people be thinking about?
Well, number one, definitely send in any questions, because if not, we're just chit-chatting, not really knowing what you guys want to hear. Mm-hmm. So let us know what you guys are curious about so we can answer it. But honestly, so, you know, kind of on like a local, bigger scale, it was a slower year, about 25% fewer homes sold in the market. Mm. However, we're up 25%. So we sold a lot more homes, but I think hopefully a lot of consumers are more selective about who they use as an agent. They're realizing, oh my goodness, I need to use a professional here. I love, you know, my cousin Sally, and it's great that she has three jobs and dabbles in real estate, but that's not who they want to hire to sell their house. So we're getting more of that. So I think that's good, because having professionalism in the industry, it makes it easier and better for everyone.
Absolutely.
But I am expecting 2026 to be a very busy year. I think that all those, you know, cuts from the Fed are going to trickle down and hit mortgage rates. And if we are living in the fives, like 5.5%, I think it'll be a feeding frenzy, because so many people, you know, we're closing at 7%. So 5.5 is significantly better. So I think it's going to be quite busy. But we've had a lot of calls this week of people that want to get their homes on the market after the new year. And this is a great time to talk to us, because we can line things up. We have a home out in Milton. It's gorgeous, and it will be hitting the market. And we really think that it needs a touch up on paint. So we have a painter coming out there. We have another one where we're going to like make sure that everything gets out of there, get deep cleans lined up, and that sort of thing. People need time to do it best. You really need a little bit of time to make sure your home looks in its best light. So that's okay. What we're recommending. Call us now. Call us to, you know, just ask us anything at all.
Okay, perfect. And that actually brings up a good question, because you're talking about bringing a painter in to freshen up the house before they sell it. So what sort of things should people be looking to do proactively as they're looking to get ready to sell?
The biggest thing is decluttering. And we don't call it decluttering when we're with them. It's just pre-packing. You're going to have to pack up anyway. So all your kids' Barbies, I'm sure that they don't play with all 75 of them. They probably play with one or two of them. So let's go ahead and start pre-packing and really get it as minimalistic as possible. Get some of those family photos down so they can envision themselves in that house, so they can see themselves in that space. So that's the biggest thing. And a deep clean goes really, really far. When someone walks in and your home just has that clean smell, people love it. And immediately they go, man, these people took care of their home. So we see that often. So those are two simple things to do. And then we really work with them on other stuff when we walk through it. If we see something, we go, okay, hey, this really, I think, needs to be addressed. And a lot of times we're telling them, hey, it's no biggie. Like, you see that, other people don't. Don't worry about it. It's just going to cost you time and money.
Absolutely. And we have Joe on the line. He's already got a question for you. I mean, it was funny when he called in, because it was like, I said, as soon as I said Christina Leavenworth, boom, phone rang, there was Joe. So he's got a question
Joe.
Already for you. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Christina, I saw your reels on Facebook. They're very informative.
Oh, thank you.
Your TikToks. Those are terrific. except that on one of them, you talked about the Hard Rock Cafe and your involvement in the local business realty, and there was no location of the meeting for the contractors.
Oh, for the contractors. This is for the Reverb by Hard Rock. They're meeting at Maritime Place. That is the office buildings right there at the Maritime Park. So I don't know which one, but I think if you go in the lobby there, there'll probably be signs and stuff.
I'm just thrilled that you're so involved in the local real estate market.
Oh,
it's terrific. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. So,
PJ,
I went to a real estate conference, and it was a real estate video conference. And they're like, stop talking about boring real estate stuff. Stop talking about appraisals and insurance. Talk about the community, because that's what people want to know. And I was like, really? I mean, I guess I'll try it. So then started doing it, because I love keeping up with everything happening anyway, because it really helps you when someone goes, all right, like, I'm planning on, I love this neighborhood. What else is going to be near here? Where can I shop? Where can I go out to eat? Just keeping up with that. And that's what we do naturally. Mm-hmm. So I put lots of, you know, information out there. So if you want to follow me, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Christina Leavenworth. And we talk a lot about what's happening in the community. And then we sprinkle in there some real estate stuff as well. So, and it's very knowledgeable. I really try to make it a like value to people, like being like, hey, this is something, you know, good to have and a good way just to get to know more people.
Absolutely. And we do have a question for you on the text line, 437-1620. If you have any questions, 437-1620. Anything new on the 55 and over communities coming up in our area? Are there any builders looking to build exclusive 55 and older communities?
Man, this is so tough. So Antietam, that is a neighborhood over in Beulah. That was intended to be a 55 plus community. And a lot of people bought in there with those intentions. This was several years ago, but they didn't have enough demand. So then they had to end up selling it just to the general public. So we don't have a ton. I think it would do so well here if it was well planned. But you have to get the right amount of land and really have like a master planned community. There are some in Alabama, right over the state line over in Foley. There's quite a few. We have one in Milton, and I can't remember the name. It's a small subdivision. And when things pop up in there, they sell pretty quickly. But we just don't have a lot of that. And I wonder maybe if it's because we have such a big military presence, and maybe a lot of these builders, they're wanting to cater more toward that than the 55 plus. Because I mean, the Villages, I haven't been down there, but I have heard that it's just insane. It is a full on city, and they've really done it right. So maybe some of these developers are saying, you know what, we're going to let the Villages have that piece of the pie. We're going to keep going after, you know, maybe our first time home buyers. But yeah, I haven't heard of anything in the pipeline.
Okay. Well, we were walking through our neighborhood one day, and a senior couple pulled over and literally talked to us because we were out for a walk, and they wanted to know what the deal was with our neighborhood, if it was a good place to live. And
aww,
it was really kind of funny that somebody was proactive and took the time to stop. They look like people that belong in this neighborhood, so we'll talk to them about it. You know?
I love that. Like, whenever somebody is wanting to move here, I always suggest just drive around. Let's get a lay of the land, see what you like, what you don't like, and then if they're asking me, like, how are the neighbors? I'm like, I don't live in this neighborhood. I can tell you all about the home. I can tell you about things coming up. I was like, why don't you just kind of drive by here in the morning, drive by here at nighttime? If you see a neighbor, ask them directly. Mm-hmm. And whenever they do that, I just want them to feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I know that Andrew talks about quite a bit when he's talking about you in the morning is that, sometimes people have other realtors, and they go through 2, 3, 4, 5 realtors before they get to you. What is the Leavenworth difference?
Man, you know, people ask me this sometimes. We really just, we're throwing everything at the wall, and we're seeing what sticks. And one of my favorite things is it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for you, and it's not fun for me. So, like, that's what we're here to do. And I think a lot of other realtors, they just don't take it with that seriousness. They're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, maybe we'll drop the price, maybe an open house. You need a strategy, you need systems, you need a team, just like any other business. So it's run like a business. So that's one thing. I mean, we do so much. And whenever we have a listing appointment with people, we go through it. One of my biggest things is feedback. We are ninjas about getting feedback, because when you leave your home with your two kids and your dog, and it's stressful, and then you don't even hear how that showing went, that's so stressful. I would hate that. Absolutely. I always think about like, how would that make me feel? So as soon as the showing's over, we're calling them. Hey, did they like it? What did they like? What didn't they like? Sometimes these agents aren't going to pick up the phone. And again, that's what makes it kind of easy to be good at this. Like, you pick up your phone and you do what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and if they don't answer the next day, we're calling them. We even have funny text messages that go out when they've totally ghosted us, where it's like, hey, if you don't respond, we are going to throw you into our database as a $1 million cash buyer for all the agents to call. Please let us know whether they like the home or not. Just tell us something. And at that point, too, we've been in communication with our sellers, telling them, hey, like, the home just wasn't for them. They're not responding to us. But the way I look at it, if we have a fish on the line, we want to reel them in. And if you're not checking on feedback, if you're not finding out things, that makes it really tough. Mm-hmm. But after every showing, like, what did they like? What didn't they like? What other homes are they looking at? What home won? And just asking those questions.
What I've learned over the years is that radio and TV people in particular are very creative. And,
yes.
You know, they know how to get your attention, as it were. So talk to me about that, because I know that you have a background in TV as well. So how does that help you in your current role?
Yeah. So whenever, you know, we meet with someone, I bring a resume and I'm like, hey, here's my story. I come from a TV news background. I was a news anchor and reporter for many years. And this is actually my story. I'll just do it here. In 2016, when I was pregnant, I was bored. I was still working the morning show and doing a million things, but I was just a little bored. So I said, I'm going to get my real estate license. I love looking at homes. I'd love to be able to buy and sell my own. And that's all it was supposed to be. But once I got into it, I fell in love with it and got totally obsessed. And a lot of the skills from journalism translate really well, being a good communicator, being deadline driven. And in TV news, they would say, okay, Christina, I need you live at 4. You need to have to interview the most hardest person in town, get all this video, put a story together, and be live at 4, and you're getting that at 2:00. So you know you don't have time to wait. You have to always be one step ahead of the game. The same thing in real estate. Like, we're constantly trying to be 5 steps ahead in case something happens. Like in TV news, in case you get a flat tire, you already have that interview and you can make it work. Mm-hmm. But you're being creative. And also, like, as a journalist, you have to be resourceful, trying to figure out, okay, who can I talk to? How can I get to them? There's no published numbers. Just digging and digging and digging. Same thing in real estate, constantly. Okay, there's this open permit. That company went out of business. It was a crappy company out of South Florida that was putting roofs on up here during a storm. We have an open permit. We can't get insurance. We got to figure that out. And that's what we do all day long. And that's really, I think, that probably is the Leavenworth way, is the fact of just being creative whenever problems do arise. Not going, man, I don't know what to do. It's like, no, we're going to figure it out. We're going to get this closed. We're going to find a solution.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something, too, that I've heard about you, is that after people have purchased a home, if they have any questions afterwards, if they need recommendations for contractors or what have you, that you're still there for them.
Oh, my goodness. Like, they become family. Like, and even like anyone that closes with anyone on my team, that's how we look at it. And we want to be their real estate advisors for life. Like, call us if you need something. It's on, like, we all have just hearts of that. And we love being needed. Like, hey, like, I love it. I need a good hairdresser. Here you go. Do you know somebody that can clean my outdoor kitchen? I'm like, gotcha. And we love being able to come in clutch for that.
Absolutely.
It's super fun. But yeah, no, I mean, the TV thing did really help. Again, you have to hustle. Mm-hmm. You have to hustle in it and work weird hours. Sometimes I have listings and I'm busy all day. I'm like, you want to meet at 6 a.m.? And they're like, we're early birds. We're up at 4. Sure. And mm-hmm. It's just like, again, and I think a lot of other realtors are like, how's 11:30? And, you know, it's just you got to meet people where they're at.
And so you're an early riser. That's what I just
heard. Oh, yes. I get up around 4:30 every day.
Wow. What do you do with your time?
I go to bed around 8:30.
Okay.
So, and then at 4:30, I wake up, I do my devotional, and then I go to the gym, and then I'm first one in at the office, because once the day starts, your phone just starts exploding and emails, and the whole world needs you. So having those few hours to just get a head start on the day is amazing.
Yeah. To wake up, rejuvenate yourself a little bit by working out and things like that, gets you ready for the day.
Yeah.
Understood.
People will be like, do you ever sleep? I'm like, yeah, I sleep 8 hours every night. I go to bed at 8:30 or 9:00. And I'm up around 4:30.
Mm-hmm. So I've been reading in the news that the Federal Reserve cut interest rates. What I heard is that it didn't impact mortgage rates too much. Are you able to talk about that?
Yeah. So mortgage rates are based off of treasury bond rates. And it's just, it's very complicated. And economists can go into it all day long. But when the Fed does cut rates, it usually does trickle down and impact treasury bond rates, which impact mortgage rates. Usually after the Fed does a rate cut, mortgage rates go up a little bit. Because people are just like uncertain. And I am not an economist, but that's what we see. But over time, it tends to go down. I have some clients that are like, oh, the Fed's going to be supposedly dropping rates this month. Can we close the day after? That's not how it works. It's not instantaneous. It's not like, okay, here's how it works. But we have seen them come down from over 7% to, again, if you're getting like a veterans like loan or like FHA loan, those are in 5.9. And if you can get like someone to help you buy it down, and we can explain that to you, maybe 5.5. And we have a lot of builders that are doing like 3.9%. And what we really suggest to people is, let's talk about what you want your payment to be. Let's not worry as much about the interest rate. Where do you want your payment? And then we can find a house according to that, and really looking at where their budget is.
Okay. Do you expect 2026 to be a busier year?
I really do. I go to a lot of real estate conferences, and I think they said this year around 4 million homes sold. So at the height of the market, like in 2020, I believe it was 6.5 million. So we are at 4 million. So we have, prices have not really dropped. In some parts of Florida they have, we've just seen less homes sell. So they're saying about 4.5 million. So 500,000 more home sales. So that's what they're saying. And I'm just feeling a lot of activity. We get people calling us from all over the country all the time to move here. And just we're getting a lot of people doing that right now. So that's exciting stuff. So we can feel it. You know, when you can just kind of feel the energy, you're like, hey, this is cool. This is good.
Christina Leavenworth is our guest. 437-1620 is the text line if you have any questions for her today. So
Go ahead and follow me. Like, just Google Christina Leavenworth, any one of the channels, follow me so we can stay in touch, and send me a direct message. Or our phone number is 850-378-1260. If you have any real estate questions, and we use, again, systems. So that's a team inbox. So anyone on my team will pick it up. And that's the beauty of hiring a team. So we actually do have an open house today. It's a beautiful home. It's on the water over by the country club. It'll be from 11 until 1. If you guys want to drop by, it's on Lakeside. So, well, you know, you have that, but let's say my daughter gets sick and I'm having to like take her to the doctor. Having a team, like, it removes the human element. The show still goes on. Mm-hmm. And that's only natural. If you're working with a solo agent, maybe they get sick. Maybe something happens in their family. Like, who knows? Maybe they're going on vacation, as people should. But if they're on vacation, your home is not getting marketed. Versus working with a team that keeps going. We have an in-house marketing department, an in-house administrative assistant, and then we have team agents assigned to, you know, handle your deal if somebody can't. So it's just, we have depth, and that really helps just to make sure, again, that the sale of your home is being run like a business, not a hobby. And that's what I think gives a lot of realtors bad names and gives them kind of a bad reputation, because real estate is treated more like a hobby than a business.
Mm-hmm. And your team moves a lot of homes.
We do. So yeah, we're over 200 homes this year.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm really happy, because I've always been like near that mark, but not over it. And I stopped watching. It's kind of funny when you like let go and let God. And I stopped watching it, and I looked at the numbers the other day. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're over 200. Like, we did it. And it just means being able to help a whole lot of people. So I really love doing that. And Christina solo helping 200 people, that would be impossible. The best approach for customer service and them being happy is the team approach, where, yeah, they get individualized attention, but they also have the backing of the team so that it can run like a business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is it a buyer's or seller's market right now?
So it's technically a buyer's market. It's a balanced market. But I think I've said this with Meg a few times. There's pockets where it's more of a seller's market. If a home is gorgeous and move-in ready and in East Hill or in a certain area that's highly desirable, that's going to be more of a seller's market. So I just recently listed a home. Now that it's closed, I can tell the story. It was on Rebel Road, and it was in Beulah on 3 acres. And this was a complicated deal. They were making an offer on another property, and they only wanted to sell their house as if they got the other property. And the other agent kept saying, like, Christina, I'm not going to take an offer where they have to sell their house. And I was like, trust me. Just trust me. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get this done. So after like six offers and her saying, no, 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 we finally get her to accept it. And we made the terms so easy, saying, give us less than 30 days to sell it. But then she wanted to price the house. And I was like, no, you don't get to price the house. She wanted us to price it at $499. I said, I think we need to price it at $650. I mean, that's a big difference. Mm-hmm. I got it sold in 10 days with a cash offer.
Oh, wow.
At our price, which is insane. And I told her, I was like, I told you to trust me. But I told you to trust me. We're going to get it closed. We're going to move this. They were aggressive and their home was special. It was special. It was on 3 acres. It was pretty. It had a pool. And there's just not a lot of inventory. So if you have a home that has that special component and there's not a lot of competing inventory, then it's going to be more of a seller's market for you. However, if you have a home built in 2022 and it was D.R. Horton or Adams, it's going to be a little harder because you're competing against the new construction from 2025, where they're giving really great interest rates and throwing in all sorts of incentives. So that's where it's a little bit more of a challenge of a buyer's market.
Do have another question for you on the text line, 437-1620. Have you ever heard of the free solar panel offer now being told? Let's see. I know of a woman who's in this situation and her house is on the market.
Free solar panel?
Yeah.
I haven't. So solar panels have put so many people in a bind. You have a home that you bought for $250,000 and these solar panel people came and told you, you put these $50,000 solar panels on, it's going to give you $50,000 in value. That wasn't true. So it eats up all their equity because they have to pay this off, especially like a lot of them even put solar panels on old roofs. So that causes a whole issue. So for one client, we were able to negotiate with the solar panel company and get their settlement to be a little bit less. But with this one, if you start that process and you agree to terms, you have to pay them within 30 days. Or all of it, like it's all due in 30 days. So you have to be very strategic there. So what we had done, once we had the clear to close from the other lender and all contingencies were removed, we did that settlement and then the title company jumped in. And I think they were able to save about $15,000.
Oh, wow.
So we were able to do that. That's an option, but I have not heard of any sort of free solar panel situation.
Okay. All right. Sounds
if
good.
There is, tell me. I mean, there's so many people we know that would really help. We have some people that have solar panels that are $70,000. It's just insane.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and they're all just so upset about it because they didn't get what they were promised.
Absolutely. And also working with you that when you're getting ready to sell a home that because we've had this conversation before, I always say, should I use my cell phone for photos? And then your face cringes. Or
no,
should I use a professional photographer?
No. We have the best real estate photographer in the region. They are phenomenal. Whenever people see the photos, sometimes they even cry because their home looks so good because we're helping them stage it. And then the photos are awesome. But we also utilize something called Zillow Listing Showcase on every single one of our listings. This was available in other markets about a year and a half ago. And when the market started to change, I was like, how do we get this? We need this. It's way more dynamic. We're getting 1,200 more saves, views, and shares on our Zillow Listing Showcase listings. I mean, some of them are like 300%, but it is significant. So definitely talk to me about that if you're interested, because that's a tool we're using and we're seeing a lot of success from it.
Okay. Well, we have about 40 seconds left. So spring is approaching. I would imagine that's a busy time of year for home selling.
Yes.
What should people be doing and how can
call
they get a hold,
us
hold
now.
Of you?
Call us now. 850-378-1260 and set up a time to meet with us. If you're wanting to sell in the spring, I really want your home to hit the market like between February 15th and March 15th. That is our target period. That way we have plenty of time just in case there's any hiccups or things don't go as smoothly as planned. Maybe something happens with a buyer's loan that we can get it back on the market and still take advantage of the spring market. But now is the time to meet with us.
Okay. And you're on social media?
Yeah, I'm easy to find. Just Google
number,
Christina
email.
Leavenworth and 850-378-1260.
All right. Thanks for joining us
today.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.